First, I wanted to celebrate a big win for a Devon and Dorset charity, who are the proud owners now officially of the Beach Hut of the Year. We've spoken before to Mary Kahn, who's the founder of Axminster and Lyme Cancer Support. They have a lovely beach hut in Lyme Regis, which is a haven of solace for cancer patients. And it's won this prestigious national award. Mary, congratulations.
Thank you, Steve. Good morning.
Very nice to speak to you again. So probably worth just reiterating what it is Axminster and Lyme Cancer Support offer with this beach hut.
Okay, thank you. We offer the opportunity for anyone affected by cancer to come and spend a day or part of a day at the beach hut, either on their own or with family or with friends, just to escape the impact of cancer, really, and to have a bit of time away by the sea to relax.
You've been named, as I say, Beach Hut of the Year 2020 in this national competition. What does that mean for you guys now?
Well, it's fantastic news. It's so lovely. We're quite a small charity. We only started 2 years ago. And to have the recognition nationally of something that we've worked really, really hard to do is absolutely fantastic. And we are delighted to be able to have this recognition, because hopefully if people are listening to this or seeing it in the paper, they won't feel isolated and they can pick up the phone and contact us.
Yeah, it's a
and we can support them.
A great calling card, isn't it?
If nothing else.
I mean, there are some other bits about it as well. You get a bit of cash, which is going to help to fund a course of cancer.
We get a bit of cash.
Luxury hamper as well.
Luxury hamper. The £300 will pay for somebody to have a sessions of counselling, which is very much needed, particularly at the moment. But it's something we're still able to offer through the pandemic, is online support. We haven't stopped being connected with everybody. We are connecting in a different way. So what we've got is a year's insurance from Ryan's Insurance, a luxury hamper, £300, and the recognition, which is fantastic.
Yeah. I don't know if you figured it out yet. What's going to happen during this next month? Will people still be able to use the beach hut, or is that something that is considered to be non-essential?
So, we opened up the beach hut in July, and we have a team of volunteers who go in and clean. We have we anticipate that everybody will take their own responsibility regarding using wipes, etc. We are continuing to use it. We won't be opening it up for people outside of the area through the next month. Yes, people can still go down and use it. What we're offering hasn't changed with the news of the lockdown. We're still supporting people, and we've been doing online drop-ins from March, and that will continue.
Excellent.
Well, hopefully with the weather like it is today, people will feel inclined to get in touch and to use the beach hut.
Yeah, we're talking about with the weather like it is today. Chilly start this morning. Did you get into the sea today like you usually do?
I did indeed, yes. It was an amazing sunrise, and it was a little bit like rush hour. I think there's quite a lot of people who are taking the opportunity to be able to use cold water swimming as a way of boosting our immunity, which is something we're all trying to do. And especially when cancer has impacted anybody's life, I think boosting immunity, we always have to try and find ways to do that. The sea swim this morning was fantastic. It was glorious.
Yeah. I'm sort of half jealous and then half not. Mary, stay in touch, okay? And we'll check in again. But congratulations on this win.
Thanks, Steve. Speak to you soon.
Nice to talk to you. Mary Kahn from Axminster and Lyme Cancer Support. They have the Beach Hut of the Year in Lyme Regis.